everybody shut down, but I have to work. I work in the hospital. He's a mailman. He has to work.
Welcome to Connections with Rich and Bobby. Hi, this is Rich, Rich Homeris.
And I'm Bobby, Bobby Hamlin. Now we're continuing our phone conversation with Evangeline Rodriguez, who lives in the New York City area. Evangeline had changed jobs from working on Wall Street to working in a hospital. And after several years of serving in the medical field, she found herself living and working right in the U.S.'s epicenter of the coronavirus pandemic.
Now, where were you when the pandemic hit your area? Were you safe at home or were you on a trip traveling when you found out that there was a pandemic?
Actually, we went to Aruba for 5 days. But at the same time,
Aruba, you
really,
say?
Actually, it was the Lord's plan, too, because I have one Bible left. I have four materials that I wanted to share, and I have like two books. So we went there, and I'm always ready to share the Word of God. So I met a nice Christian girl there, and I have given her the Bible. I have shared her all the materials. And then another gentleman that who had the heart attack here in New York, he was just there vacationing. So I've also shared him the materials. Then I went to a Catholic church. I have put some gifts, and then I put the material in there. And that was my last material I had.
Just to make sure our listeners understand what you're talking about handing out and leaving gospel materials, right? Like tracts and things that tell about Jesus. Okay.
Absolutely. It's like it's a word of comfort that the Word of God is there, you know, for prayers and all that stuff. It's really a beautiful thing that I have shared all the time. And the Bible that I always buy extra Bible to give out to, you know. I must have given for all the 9 years lots of Bible. And, you know, because I don't know when the Lord is going to save them. And look at me. My husband bought me my King James Bible without me asking him.
So when you talk about a place like Aruba, a lot of people travel there for fun and pleasure. You went there as a missionary.
Rich, I went last year when I went to South America with my sister. Actually, she paid for our vacation. I'm telling you, the Lord uses everybody for my fare so I can do the work. Yes, I went to South America.
Wonderful.
I went to Panama, to Costa Rica, to things. At the same time, I have brought Bible again. I always have my material in the ship. They have a church, international, together. I was like, wow, I got so excited. So we attend. There you go. I met a lot of people that I never thought, you know, because you don't really meet Christian. You know, before I don't know what's Christian, I thought we're all the same. I didn't know what religion was. And, you know, the totally different religion. I have learned so much. And I said, Lord, every time I think about this, even when I travel, now I know how to be watchful. But at the same time, even if they don't have the same faith with me, I still give them material, Christian material that they can. Yeah, Richie, everywhere I go, because, you know, I have traveled before for pleasure, but my motive is totally different. My motive is, what am I going to do, Lord? But I'm always prepared when I travel. There will be a lot of testimony, Rich, since I don't drive, so sometimes I'll take a cab, and I'll share the material to everyone. This 9 years, my purpose is to do the work of God while there's life. And it's a lot of work, but you know what? It's my devotion. The joy that I feel when I do all this thing for Him is so beautiful. Because I know that's what He wants me to do. That's why He brought me back to life. I was dead. His trespasses. He brought me back to life to do the work as an evangelist to share the word.
Yes, that's so interesting because your name is Evangeline, and that seems like it wasn't an accident either.
No,
the Lord had work for you to do. But not no. just work. He also, like you say, he's blessed you with having people like your sister who took you to Aruba and so on. And it's like he provides for us also the desires of our hearts that he knows that will sustain us and bless us as well. He gave us this beautiful earth, too, to appreciate and to be blessed as we work for him and just let our light shine. And it sounds like that is what he's done with you. He has a very, very spotlight shining through you. And it brings such comfort to others as they find out what his children know. That he provides everything we need and everything we could want in a way, I mean, what's real, what we really need, which is his love and his forgiveness and salvation in Jesus. And you are such a wonderful shining light for that.
Yes, letting her light shine wherever the Lord takes her, on travels or at home. And we'll continue with our talk with Evangeline in just a moment. So stay with us.
You're listening to Connections with Rich and Bobby, and we'd love to connect with you. Just go to our website at Connections with Rich and Bobby. That's BOBBI.com. That's one word, Connections with Rich and Bobby.com. All of our podcasts are listed there, as well as all of our contact information.
You can also connect with us on social media by friending us on Facebook, post on Instagram, or tweet us on Twitter. Now, let's return to our phone conversation with Evangeline as she continues talking about her situation there in New York City, particularly working in a hospital during COVID-19.
We're just always thrilled and excited to talk with you and touch base again and find out what amazing things he's doing through you.
Absolutely. And, you know, and it's not like I'm finishing my life. No, the Lord always provides me with everything. I don't even have to ask him. He already provided everything for me and nothing else I ask.
Sure.
But, of course, God is beautiful. He's the most beautiful ever to save you from
Amen.
Your sin, die for you. At the same time, he forgave you. And sometimes we are short in our daily trespass, and he still continues to be faithful with his steadfast love, you know? So, hey, like I said, Lord, you gave me all the good time that I needed when maybe that time he knows I'm not ready. I will be rebellious toward him. And he said, you know what, Evangeline?
Sure.
Actually, at the age of 50, that's when he started.
Now, Evangeline, here you were on an airplane flying back from Aruba. And you were flying into kind of a firestorm, so to speak, with the pandemic breaking out. How was that for you when you landed and found out that things were serious in your area, in the New York City metropolitan area, that that people were dying, people were getting sick? It was this virus that was being spread, and things had to change.
Well, when we came in that Monday that I went, I was just starting everything, like what's going on. So we start watching the news, and of course I had to go back to work, and my office is right where admitting where the doctors that come down to sign that certificate, and they come with their uniform where they exposed with COVID. So I said, you know what? I said, Lord, help me, because you know, my husband sometimes, he's not nervous, but he's just very cautious, extra cautious. So we go to work and like, boom, everybody shut down. Everybody shut down, but I have to work. I work in the hospital. He's a mailman. He has to work. And I did what I have to do, Rich. I said, Lord, whatever you give me now, I work in a hospital with a lot of sick people. You know, I go to work with masks, with gloves, all these with scrubs sometimes. So what I did what I have to do in my own time. Before everybody comes in, I clean the whole office so that all the whole office is already clean, you know. So everybody's touching. You don't want to be touching and you don't want to be exposed to that. And that's what I did, Rich. Even in the midst of the pandemic, like, remember, you have to go to the grocery store. You have to go online. But we're blessed that since we work in the hospital, we have an access to be there and they let you in. But you have to wipe everything. You have to wash everything. And, you know, everything is shut down. But I have to work. My husband has to work. And also my son that works in security in the hospital, in emergency room. So we all work. And we did what we had to do. And, you know, like I said, I don't know. Let me tell you this, Rich and Bobby. Not even one time I did feel scared. You know what I'm saying?
I've seen a lot of people dying. Right, and you're in a very dangerous area where just even in your whole area of New York City, but also where you work and so on, you're really exposed. But we have a different security, don't we, when we have the Lord?
Yes. And this one day, we have almost 25 in one day deaths. Because, you know, in a meeting, I see how often the doctor comes. And at that time, to be honest with you, you can't even go in and see your family. I lost two of my friends, one each after the other. And, and their son had become my son because he became orphan. He lost both of the parents at the same
month.
And now, you know, I became, you know, a mom to him. So now with him too, I share the, you know, the material. And of course, I have to help him in so many ways. So, and I did that. And you know what? In, like I said, in this time, you don't even think about what's going to happen to you. All you want to do is you have to pour your heart to everyone else. There will be a time me and Casey will drive and we'll see, like, homeless. And I'll have already gloves, I have sanitizer, I have food, and I'll give that. The things that you have to do when you're in the midst of all this chaos.
And that's where our faith goes into overdrive, completely trusting God to lead and direct us.
Yes, clinging to our Savior. Now, on our next program, we'll be continuing with our concluding phone conversation with the passionate and inspirational Evangeline Rodriguez, where she talks, as always, from her heart, talking about serving the Lord, even during a pandemic. So be sure to join us then and invite others to listen as well. We're just a click away. And we'd love to have you subscribe to our podcasts on this platform or any of the others like iTunes, Google Play, or Spotify. Of course, there's no charge. And we'd love to help you stay connected and benefit from the amazing stories and wisdom that your fellow human beings have to share.
Also, if you've missed any of our podcast or, like Bobby said, would like to refer someone to hear our programs, just go to our website at Connections with Rich and Bobby, all one word and Bobby spelt with an I, .com. That's Connections with Rich and Bobby, .com. Also, all of our contact information is there as well.
If you have a smart speaker, you can listen to us there. Just say, Alexa, Siri, or Hey Google, please play the latest episode of the podcast, Connections with Rich and Bobby.
And then finally, you can connect with us on social media, on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. So do take a moment to let us know about you and about our podcast.
Yes, it would be so nice hearing from you.
This is Connections, connecting with one another, as Romans 1 verse 12 says, that we may be mutually encouraged by each other's faith, both yours and mine. So thank you for listening, and remember, tell others and spread the word, God's word.
And we'll see you next time on Connections with Rich and Bobby.